యమున తీరావన చారియమున యమున తీరావన చారియమున తీరావన చారి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద అద్వైత గదాధర శివసాది గోర్భక్తవృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda 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 Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8. Chapter number 17, text number 4 to 7. We'll read the initial verses and then we'll repeat the verse number 7.
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय నిగమకల్పతరుర్గలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖాదమృత ద్రవ సంయుతం విపద భాగవతర సమాలయం ముహురహోరసికా భువి భావుకా నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతోర్జయం ఉదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. తస్యా ప్రాదూరభూతాత భగవానాదిపూరుషః పీతవాషశ్చతుర్బాహూ శంఖచక్రగదాధర. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై శిల ప్రభుపాద్. జై శిల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: మై డియర్ కింగ్, ద ఒరిజినల్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ డ్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ యెల్లో గార్మెంట్స్ అండ్ బ్యారింగ్ అ కాన్షల్ డిస్క్ క్లబ్ అండ్ లోటస్ ఇన్ హిస్ ఫోర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అపియర్డ్ బిఫోర్ అదితి. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 5. తం నేత్రగోచరం వీక్ష్య సహస్రోత్థాయ సాదరం ననామ భువికాయేన దండవత్ ప్రీతి విహ్వల. వెన్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ బికేమ్ విజిబుల్ టు అదితీస్ ఐస్, అదితి వాస్ సో ఓవర్వెల్మ్డ్ బై ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బ్లిస్ దట్ షీ అట్ వన్స్ స్టుడ్ అప్ అండ్ దెన్ ఫెల్ టు ద గ్రౌండ్ లైక్ అ రాడ్ టు ఆఫర్ ద లార్డ్ హర్ రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్. సోత్య పదాంజలిదీప్తితుం స్థిత నోతేష ఆనందజలాకులేక్షణ బభూవ తూష్ణిం పులకాకులాకృతిస్ తద్దర్శనాత్యుష్ట్రస్వ గాత్రవేపతుః. అదితి స్టూడ్ సైలెంట్లీ విత్ ఫోల్డెడ్ హ్యాండ్స్, అనేబుల్ టు ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ టు ద లార్డ్. Because of transcendental bliss, tears filled her eyes and the hairs on her body stood on end. Because she could not see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Because she could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, she felt ecstasy and her body trembled. Text number 7. Pritya Shaner గద్గదయా గిరా హరిం. ప్రీత్యా శనేర్గద్గదయా గిరా హరిం. తుష్టావసా దేవీ అదితిహి కురుద్వహ. తుష్టావసా దేవ్యదితి కురుద్వహ. ఉద్వీక్షతి సా పిబతీవ చక్షుష. ఉద్వీక్షతి సా పిబతీవ చక్షుష. రమాపతిం యజ్ఞపతిం జగత్పతిం. రమాపతిం యజ్ఞపతిం జగత్పతిం. ప్రీత్యా శనేర్గద్గదయా గిరా హరిం. తుష్టావసా దేవ్యదితి కురుద్వహ. ఉద్వీక్షతి సా పిబతీవ చక్షుష. రమాపతిం యజ్ఞపతిం జగత్పతిం. ప్రీత్యా శనేర్గద్గదయా గిరా హరిం. తుష్టావసా దేవ్యదితి కురుద్వహ. ఉద్వీక్షతి సా పిబతీవ చక్షుష. రమాపతిం యజ్ఞపతిం జగత్పతిం. ప్రీత్యా శనేర్గద్గదయా గిరా హరిం. tushtavasahyaditi ahi guru.
Ramapatim yajnapatim jagatpatim. Kritya shaner gadgadhaya girahareem. Tushtavasadhevyaditi kurudvaha. Babu vatushni. Ramapatim yajnapatim jagatpatim.
Matajis.
Ritya shaner gadgadaya tushnaharim. Tushtavasa devyaditi kurudvaha. Udvikshati sapibatim sharukshava. Ramapatim yajnapatim jagatpatim. Pritya shanir gadgadaya girahareem. Tushtavasa devyaditi kurudvaha. Udvikshati sapabhyativa chakshusha. Ramapatim yajnapatim jagatpatim.
Pritya, because of love. Shaner, again and again. Gadgadaya, faltering. Gira, with a voice. Harim, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tushtava, pleased. Sa, she. Devi, the demigoddess. Adithihi, Adithi. Kurudvaha, O Maharaja Parikshit. Udvikshati, while staring. Sa, she. Pibativa, appeared as if she were drinking. Chakshusha, through the eyes. Ramapatim, unto the Lord, the husband of Goddess of Fortune. Yajnapatim, unto the Lord, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies. Jagatpatim, the master and lord of the entire universe. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, please repeat. O Maharaja Parikshit, the demigoddess Aditi then began offering and prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a faltering voice and with great love. She appeared as though drinking through her eyes the Supreme Lord, who is the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, and the Master and Lord of the universe. Master and Lord of the entire universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. After observing the Payovrata, Aditi was certain that the Lord had appeared before her as Ramapati, the husband of all good fortune, just to offer her sons all opulences. She had performed the yajna of Payovrata under the direction of her husband, Kashyapa, and therefore she thought of the Lord as Yajnapati. She was completely satisfied to see the Master and Lord of the entire universe come before her to fulfill her desire.
Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmelitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namne. Nama Acharya Padaya Nitaya Kripa Pradayane Gaurakata Damdaya Nagara Grama Tarane. Mukam karoti vachalum pangam langayite girim yat kripatamaham vande shigiram tinadharinam paramananta madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram.
Hare Krishna. So today we are reading the 17th chapter of this canto, 8th canto. The Supreme Lord agreed to become Aditi's son. So just to give a brief introduction about where we are. There was a big fight that was going on between the demigods and the demons. So during this fight, Bali Maharaj was killed. But because of the powers of Shukracharya, he was brought back to life, and Bali Maharaj was advised to perform a yajna called Vishwajit Yajna, because of which he acquired extraordinary powers, and then he again challenged the demigods headed by Indra. So when he was approaching the heavenly planets, Indra was little perturbed, and then he approached his spiritual master Brihaspati as to what he should do. So Brihaspati advised him that it is not good time for the demigods to fight against the most powerful Bali Maharaj, and then he advised them to go incognito and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Bali Maharaj conquered the entire universe, all the planetary systems. And then he performed 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas. Upon seeing all the demigods invisible, naturally their mother Aditi was very, very much afflicted. She was very disturbed. And then she was very morose and felt sad that all the demigods, all her sons, or invisible. So she approached her husband and spiritual master Kashyapa Muni what she should do. And Kashyapa Muni rightly advised her to please, to undergo penances to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the only remedy for all the disturbances. So that's why we are here. In this chapter, in the previous chapter, we discussed about how this vrata is performed, being instructed by Kashyap Muni, who heard originally from Lord Brahma himself. So upon hearing these instructions, Aditi underwent these penances very sincerely. And with great attention, she performed all the details of the penances. And then finally, the Lord was very pleased with her penances, and then she agreed to appear before her.
So as soon as Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she didn't know what to do. She was so surprised and shocked that Supreme Personality of Godhead is in front of her. And she didn't know what to do. She stood up and fell like a rod upon seeing the beauty of the Lord. So we all know how the Lord is so beautiful, unlimitedly beautiful. His beauty cannot be compared to anything else that we can practically conceive. Whichever form He takes, He's so beautiful. He's always attractive. There is nothing called as ugliness in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even when He appeared as Boar, Varaha, He was so beautiful. Everybody were attracted towards the beauty of the Boar form of the Lord. When He steals, He's called as thief. Even then He's attracted. Everybody glorifies Him as thief. Such is the beauty and attraction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything about the Lord is beauty, beautiful. Everything about the Lord is sweet. We have a beautiful song. Adharam maduram, vadanam maduram, nayanam maduram, hasitam maduram. Hasitam means smile. Nayanam means eyes. His eyes are so sweet. His lips are so sweet. His face is so sweet. Everything about Krishna, everything about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very sweet. The dust of His lotus feet is sweet. His gopas and gopis are sweet. Everything about Lord is sweet. He is the emperor of sweetness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the emperor of sweetness. Everything about Him is so sweet. So when we come across such a great personality, automatically everybody gets attracted. He attracts through His beauty, He attracts through His power, He attracts others through His intelligence, He attracts through His fame, He attracts others through His renunciation, and He attracts others through His knowledge. So many different ways we are all attracted towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasasriya jnana vairagya mastiknyam shannam bhaga ithinghana. This is the definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all the opulences in full. When anyone possesses all these opulences in full, naturally entire manifestation gets attracted towards such a Supreme Lord. So when such is the greatness, such is the attractive nature of the Supreme Lord, how can someone be not attracted towards such a Lord? How can there be entities who cannot be attracted towards such Lord? Who cannot approach such sweet Lord? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Namam duskruti no muda prapadyante naradama mayaya apahrita jnana asuram bhavam ashrita. Namam duskruti no muda. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish. Obviously, only foolish people will not be attracted towards such a sweet Lord. Naradama, who are lowest amongst the mankind. Naradama. Mayaya apahrita jnana. Those whose knowledge has been stolen away by illusion. Those who are in total ignorance. They cannot understand the sweetness of the Lord. Because their knowledge has been covered, has been stolen away by maya. Mayaya apahrita jnana. Stolen away by illusion. Then asurambhavam. Asurambhavam means those who are with demoniac nature. These are the sort of people who cannot get attracted towards such a beautiful, sweet Lord. Lord Krishna again says in Bhagavad Gita, He covers such people with His internal potency. He covers such individuals with the internal potency. He does not manifest Himself to such people. So how do we overcome this situation? How can we overcome this? How can we help people overcome this? This is very beautifully explained in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam during the course of the discussions between Shukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishvaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Thabayam. One who desires to be free, one who desires to be free from all miseries, must hear about, glorify, and always remember the personality of Godhead. This is the only method. Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha. Because such a Lord is the ultimate controller and the savior of all those who are conditioned in this world. So if you go through this series of verses in the first canto, second chapter, starting from verse number 6, it goes all the way through about a series of 15 to 20 verses about these series of verses are the specific instructions for every one of the practicing devotee to understand and follow, by which one can come to the platform of happiness and bliss in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will go through these verses in brief, some of these verses in brief, so that we can understand what is the sequence that is being recommended for all the practicing devotees. So it starts with Savai Pumsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radokshaje Ahaitukiya Pratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. What should be the occupation of a human being? Topmost occupation. Paro Dharma. What is that? We have to do such activities by which one can attain loving devotional service without any motivation and without any interruption. Without any motive. Ahaituki apratihata. Without interruption, because it is always, continuously. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyukshanam yogakshemam vahamyam. Ananyas ananya bhakti. Without any motive, without any interruption, continuously, regularly, nityam bhagavata sevaya. So that is what is recommended to start with. What happens when we do this kind of devotional service? What happens? Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha janayat yasu vairagyam. Janayat yasu vairagyam. Vasudeve bhagavati. When we do such devotional service, one immediately acquires knowledge, costless knowledge, and detachment from this world. So first we get knowledge. How do we get knowledge? By rendering devotional service. Who gives this knowledge? Krishna gives this knowledge. He sits inside us. In the 15th chapter, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what is that? He provides the knowledge, forgetfulness, remembrance. What is that verse? Anyone remember? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishtu. He provides everything. Dadhami buddhi yogam tam. He provides that intelligence. He provides that knowledge. When we depend on Krishna, when we serve, render devotional service to Krishna, he gives that knowledge. Then what happens? If our activities do not provoke attraction for Krishna, such activities are sheer useless labor. Shrama evahi kevalam. Dharma svanishtita pumsaha vishvaksena katasuyaha notpadayet yadiratim shrama evahi kelam. If does not attract rati, rati means attraction. If our activities do not provoke attraction for Krishna, then those activities are simply useless labor. So our life's desire, the next one, the life's desire should be directed,
should never be directed towards sense gratification. Many people plan how to get sense gratification. They make big, big plans. Many scientific advancements, I'm not saying everything, many scientific advancements that we come across today is focused towards how to improve our sense gratification. How to improve our sense gratification. But here Srimad Bhagavatam tells us our desire should not be towards gaining sense gratification. That is the recommendation of Srimad Bhagavatam. But we should focus only about inquiring about the truth, absolute truth. So all these activities should be meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samsiddhir Hari Toshanam. All activities should be for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for nothing else. Then we will become very successful in life. Any activity which is performed for our own sense gratification, our own satisfaction, would never bring any happiness to us at all. So, when we perform these activities, we should be very focused, one-pointed attention. One-pointed attention. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. With resolute purpose in mind, one should perform the devotional service. So by constantly serving the Lord and His devotees, now we are talking about devotees. All this while we are talking about rendering service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now we are talking about rendering service to the devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we render service to devotees who are completely freed from all vices, who are pure, then it is understood that we are doing a great service by pleasing, by rendering service to the Vaishnava devotees. So what happens when we do such service? When we do such service, we gain affinity for hearing the messages of the Lord. We get interest to hear the messages of the Lord. Sometimes we get to a situation, today Srimad Bhagavatam, let us skip it. We get to the complacent mood. So when we render service to the pure Vaishnava devotees, then automatically this interest for hearing the Bhagavatam rouses in our heart. Shushusho Shraddhadhanasya, that verse is there. Then what happens? Shinvata Svakata Krishna Punyashravana Kirtanaha Hridyantastohya Badrani. Shinvata Svakata Krishna. When we hear the messages of the Lord, then the Lord from within our heart, who is seated in everyone's heart, starts cleansing our heart. He cleans our heart and removes all the desires for sense gratification. So by constantly, regularly rendering such devotional service to the Vaishnavas and the Supreme Personality of Godhead by hearing and chanting the holy names of the Lord, by regular attendance in the Bhagavatam class and rendering service, what happens? All that is troublesome to the heart almost completely gets destroyed. Nashtaprayesho badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. All the abhadras gets destroyed. Then what happens? When the abhadras gets destroyed, then the unalloyed devotional service gets established as irrevocable fact in our heart. Evam prasanna manaso. Very blissful. We become very blissful and happy. And then the knots of material attachment gets disentangled,
removed, destroyed. So these are the various stages or sequences. When we follow these instructions, then we can overcome and come to the stage of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How? By rendering devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance of the pure devotees of the Lord, by hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Otherwise it is not possible. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 11th chapter, the form that he is disclosing to Arjuna cannot be seen by ordinary people. They may be great scholars, they may do so much of charity. All these things they can do. They can make so many endeavors to see the Lord. But it's not possible by all these activities. How it is possible? Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya. Only through devotional service. Only by undivided devotional service can one understand who Krishna is. Then Krishna reveals to them. And here in this series of verses 4 to 7 and from the previous chapter, we understand the demigoddess Aditi underwent sincerely under the guidance of her spiritual master and husband Kashyapa Muni. By paying so much of attention and undergoing so much of penances, she was able to attain the greatest of the results that one could ever imagine, that is to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. It is purely by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. So when we make sincere endeavors in our day-to-day practice of devotional service, even if we are not qualified, even if you are not a scholarly, still we can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We may come across so many services to perform and render in our day-to-day practice of devotional service. But sometimes we say, no, I cannot do this, it's impossible for me. But intelligent devotees do not say that. Intelligent devotees depend on Guru and Krishna. So Krishna gives this assurance. What assurance he gives? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadhami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. He gives, I will give you the intelligence. I will show the lamp of knowledge through which all the ignorance can be removed. Aham magyana jam tamaha nashayam yatma bhavastyo jnana dibhena bhashvata tesham evanu kampartam. I will give you the knowledge, lamp of knowledge through which you can come to me, you can understand me, you can perform your service. So what Krishna looks from us is the sincere endeavor. Are we sincere in our efforts? Are we truthful in our endeavors? That's what Krishna is looking at. If you are not able to depend on Krishna, then we cannot be successful in all our endeavors. So during Krishna's pastime, 5,000 years before, there was a great celebrations going on, so much of sacrifices going on. All the brahmanas were assembled, performing so many rituals. And Krishna, Balarama and his friends were very hungry. They wanted to eat something. So Krishna sent his friends go to the brahmana and ask for something to eat. So the brahmana said, no, don't come here. Until all these things are finished, nothing can be given. They were sent back. Then these boys were very disappointed. So they came to Krishna, what do we do now? Then Krishna said, okay, go to the brahmana's wives. So they went to brahmana's wives. Oh, Krishna wants this. Krishna is hungry. I'll give everything. So they didn't look at the rules, regulations and all these things. Their only motive is to please Krishna. Their only motive is to please Krishna.
So by that, so these brahmanas' wives are not great scholarly or educated, or they know all these Vedic mantras. No, they are simple-hearted individuals that they were able to please and understand Krishna. The objective of all, the principle of all devotional service is to please Krishna. They understood that very clearly. Krishna was present during the battlefield, during Kurukshetra war, and when Pandavas, Kauravas fighting were going on, so many things were happening, Krishna was personally present. Not everybody could understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because people are envious. When people are envious, they cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What to speak of enjoying the bliss on seeing the sweetness of the Lord? No, that's all ruled out when we are envious of Krishna. So I was hearing a lecture where it was mentioned Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada asked one of his disciples from Germany to translate his books in German language from English. This devotee's name is His Holiness Bhakti Vaibhav Swami Maharaj. So he asked him to translate his books in German. And this Maharaj, he did not know English. He didn't know English, and he was given a task to translate books of Prabhupada in German. So what he did, he made sincere endeavors. He didn't undergo an English course to learn, oh, what is grammar and all those things. So he took a English-German dictionary, and then he started putting his endeavors, and then the intelligence was provided through the mercy of his guru, Srila Prabhupada, and Krishna. And then he was able to translate. Like this, we have so many instances in our own lives where we are incapable of doing certain things, but by the mercy of devotees and Krishna, we were able to perform many of our services. Srila Prabhupada went to the West with 40 rupees in hand and a trunk of Srimad Bhagavatam, but he had a firm faith on the instructions of his spiritual master. He had firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. With that, he made his endeavors, and rest is history. We all can see. Nobody can attain such a feat that has been achieved by Srila Prabhupada. It's highly inconceivable. Nobody can understand how these things happen. So by our own endeavor, I'm from South India, I can recite verses very nicely, so I'm a great devotee. No, it's not like that. By our own material senses, we cannot understand Krishna. Atah Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriye Sevan Mukehi Jivhadu Swayam Yeva Swaratyadaha. By our blunt material senses, how can we expect to understand the name, form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It is impossible. So it is only possible Sevan Mukehi Jivhadu, by engaging our tongue in the service of the Lord, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, which is the medicine, and by eating Krishna Prasad, which is the diet. By taking the medicine and following the diet properly, one can come to this point of understanding who Krishna is and how sweet Krishna is. And on top of all these things, Krishna mercifully is there in his archa form, archa vigraha form, whom we can worship, whom we can decorate, whom we can render service, we can relate to the Lord personally. So these are the various opportunities available to us. So one should be intelligent enough to realize where to and from who to take shelter. If we place our
surrender on someone who is not capable of giving us the solution, permanent solution, then we will be called as fools. So one time, Prabhupada, amongst his devotees, along with his disciples, they were discussing, and suddenly Prabhupada found a crab. It was running, a crab. So he called Brahmananda Prabhu. He's a very tall, hefty figure. Go and catch this crab. So Brahmananda Prabhu was running behind the crab with his huge physique. He was running here and there. The crab was running in small gaps here and there. It was just running around. And then Prabhu was also going under the chair, under the table, and trying to catch hold of this crab. And finally crab went into a pond, and then he was not able to catch the crab. So Prabhupada was clapping his hands and laughing. Then the devotees were puzzled why Prabhupada is laughing. Then Prabhupada explained, the crab knows where to take shelter in order to escape from this huge, gigantic form of Brahmananda Prabhu. Crab knows where to take shelter. So it went into the water. Similarly, the huge Maya, enormous power of Maya, if you want to overcome that, we should know where to take shelter. We should take shelter on the Vaishnava devotees and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then this Maya cannot attack us at all. So in few minutes time, Prabhupada was able to give the entire philosophy so that everybody can understand so easily. That is the greatness of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada mercifully has created this entire facility for all of us to practice devotional service very nicely and very blissfully, so that we all can come to the point of that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Evam prasanna manaso. Very blissfully we can perform this devotional service simply by following Prabhupada's instructions. By simply following these instructions, chant the holy names of the Lord. Holy names of the Lord is the Yuga Dharma for the current age, which is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Each and every name is invested with the personal energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Each and every name has been invested with all the powers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By chanting these names, one can overcome all the anarthas, overcome all the miseries, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, which is a simple process for those who are affected. We don't have so much of intelligence, we don't have so much of memory to recite all these verses, we don't have the qualification. Tatascanu dinam dharma satyam saucham kshama daya kalena balina rajan nangshat ayur balam smriti. Tatascha anudinam dharma. Tatascha anudinam. In Kali Yuga, every day, these qualities are diminishing. What are these qualities? Satyam, saucham, kshama, daya, ayur, balam, smriti. All these things are diminishing day by day. Who can save us from this situation? Only way we can be saved is by taking up to the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names of the Lord. So simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can come to this stage. Whether we want something material, we want something spiritual, holy names can give. So the purest stage is Ahetukiya Pratihata. Etan nirvidya mananam ichchatam akutobayam yoginam nripa nirnitam harer namanukitanam. It can protect us, prevent us from all our desires. It can give all our, fulfill all our desires. Ichchatam akutobayam, all fears can be destroyed. Prayers should be that we should see how to get out of this fear, how to get off this ignorance, how to move out of material desires. So Prahlad Maharaj is praying in the prayers of residents of Jambudvipa. Prahlad Maharaj is praying, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase Avir Avir Bhava Vajranaka Vajradamstra Karmashayam Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abayam Abayam Atmani Bhuishta Om Kshraum. So this is a prayer rendered by Prahlad Maharaj. He prays here, please remove the fear in my heart. Please remove my ignorance. Please remove all the desire for fruitive results. Please remove all these things. Using your nakha, using your teeth, please remove all these things from my heart. So this is a prayer rendered. It's a Moola Mantra which we can all pray to Lord Narsingadev when we go in front of him or when we are away from him also. Every day we can pray this so that all this ignorance can be removed from our heart. We can be fearless, knowing well that there is a Lord who can always protect us when we depend on Him. Similarly, Kunti prays. She prays for more and more difficulties so that she can always remember the Lord. Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagat guru bhavato darshanam yatsyad apunar bhava darshanam. Give me more difficulties so that I can remember you. By remembering you, I cannot come across repeated birth and death. This is the mood of prayers. And here Aditi is praying not for sense enjoyment. No, she is expecting Lord to appear to overcome all her difficulties. So there are plenty, hundreds and thousands of advices given in the scriptures for all of us to follow. So by constantly meditating on these instructions, we'll definitely come to the stage of seeing Krishna face to face and realizing. By realizing, one need not undergo detachment externally. Detachment must happen automatically. So conclude today's class. There is one beautiful verse. Narad Muni is instructing to Nava Yogendras. There it is mentioned. Bhakti pareshan bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisa trika eka kalaha prapadya manasyashu tushti pushti kshudapayonu gasan. So these things, three things happen simultaneously when we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is that? What are the three things? Bhakti, that is devotion. Para isha anubhava, direct experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And virakti, detachment. These three things happen simultaneously. Like when a person is very hungry, when he takes each morsel of food, three things happen simultaneously. He gets the energy, he gets nourishment, and then the hunger goes away. The only way to drive away hunger is to eat. The only way to get detachment is to get attached to Krishna. Without getting attachment to Krishna, nobody can think of detachment. Even if one gets detached, that detachment is useless. Shrama evahi kevalam. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Grantharaj ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. We do not have enough time for questions during the class. If anyone has questions, we can discuss it outside the class. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.